Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, don't look now, but summer has slipped in on us this week. And, you know, here in the Gulf Coast down south, by the time summer officially starts, we're ready for some fall weather. At least I am. How about you? Well, we got a ways to go. We got to get through these hot days and high temperatures and possibly some summertime storms. But once that's here, we'll be getting into the fall weather. Long way off, so we got a lot to talk about between now and then. And, you know, since an important piece of gear for sportsmen really all year long, but especially in the summertime, are sunglasses. And my question for you this morning, what is your go-to choice for sunglasses? Tell us the brand, maybe the type frames, the lens colors, or any other features. I'll talk to you about mine and get yours on by texting us, along with your comments, to 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. It's a sunglasses-type Saturday here on the Outdoor Show. If you're going to be fishing offshore this weekend, you need to be aware there's some new Wahoo regulations that went into effect on Thursday. I don't think this is going to affect many anglers at all, but it is on the books. It's now a 5 fish per person per day for Wahoo, and individuals catching 5 Wahoo a person, I don't think that happens very often. But in case you get into them, abide by the new law. Also, we're going to hear from Ashley Ray. She's coordinated a multifaceted outdoor event on the banks of Bayou Lacombe. It's coming up next weekend. She's going to tell us what's there for families to go out and enjoy themselves, how you can get involved, and the best part about it, it's all free, free admission. And today's Bad Boys of the Outdoors story, well, we're going to feature a Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery game warden who hit a grand slam. He had a grand salami day down in Terrebonne Parish. We'll tell you that story. If you are one of the ones headed out today, be careful of the heat advisory that's out there. What you're going to encounter, some variable winds offshore, 6 to 12, 1 to 2-foot seas, good for offshore snapper fishing. Same kind of forecast for tomorrow as far as the seas. The winds will be coming out of the east tomorrow, 8 to 15, on the interior lakes and bays. Got a variable 6 to 12 knot weather wind speed today, 8 to 15 tomorrow on the interior lakes and bays. Remember, those winds and seas definitely higher if you are in or near those pop-up thunderstorms. Mississippi River sitting at 11.8 and holding steady. A lot of tide rains today, 1.4. That's good news. Got plenty of moving water. And there could be some moving water from the sky. About a 30% chance of rain. You're either in it or you ain't. Temperature's going to be in the mid-90s, so remember to bring the ice, the sunscreen, the sunglasses, which we're talking about this morning, and a floppy hat. That's your Coastal Marine Forecast from the National Weather Service. And finally, you know, today we wish a happy 50th anniversary of the week where the movie Jaws broke, which Jaws is probably one of the most arguably most popular fish stories ever. And if you had a favorite scene or line from that movie, what would it be? We're also taking those texts. 504-260-1870. That's your lifeline to this radio show. It comes directly here to the studio. We take fishing reports, questions, comments, anything you want to talk about in the great outdoors. 504-260-1870. Keep it handy. And let's take you there now, live and direct to Campos Marina. We chat with Robbie Campo, proprietor there. Robbie, how's it going this week? Looks like from the pictures I've seen, it's been another slam dunk week, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, Don, it's been really, really good. Yesterday was a little bit, they had a little bit of a lull yesterday. They didn't do too great yesterday, but for the most part, man, it's been You know, earlier in the week, Monday through Thursday, was just incredible. You know, a lot of fish being caught here in Lake Bourne. Most fish I've seen caught in Lake Bourne here in the last 10 years, and I'm not kidding you. It usually by this time of the season, you know, up into the season here, speckled trout are pretty much, you know, on the outside. But I tell you, I saw some catches that come from off the eastern shoreline from, you know, from Jenke's Ditch going down to all the way down, actually, to Pity Pass. That was just phenomenal. And the size of these fish, I just could not get over. So you got a lot of good fishing going on here in the lake. Don, you know, we talked about these redfish for the last couple months. You know, when were they going to make this cut? When are they going to start making the, you know, the slot? And we're starting to see some 18 and a quarters, 18 and a half. So these, and I kind of figured it around the second or third week of June that these fish would start making the cut. And that's what's happening now. So we're starting to see, you know, quite a few more redfish coming in and not being thrown back overboard. We got an exciting day. We are hosting Totes Rodeo. I think it's the 25th annual rodeo. It's the first time ever here at Camp O's, but we got it here today. There's a lot of people out here. This is going to be mass chaos to the max. So if you're heading down this way, everybody, and I think there's one of the Catholic high schools. I think it's Brother Martin today, maybe. If you're coming down and you're going to be after that 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to be in touch with you. I'm going to text you and let you know how the live bait situation is going down here. You know, make phone calls, people, this morning. Everybody down here is slammed with people. The lines are backed up. There's a lot of people fishing today. Chalmette has live shrimp. These guys need some business. At Bait Incorporated and at by Tony Cucci over there, they have live bait on hand. If you can stop there and give them guys some business, they would surely appreciate it. And we would too, because I mean, you know, I don't want you to come down here and not have it. So make phone calls. If you're coming in and you're going to be around that 6:30 hour or so, make some phone calls. It's hot, people. Stay hydrated. Please, I know I'm practicing what I preach now, Don, and as I'm getting older here, look, man, I feel like I was falling apart. Had a bout with pneumonia with this stuff, man. It goes from, you know, from dehydration to viral infection to pneumonia to, you know, look, stay hydrated. It's hot out here, guys. Do your Florida water, whatever you're doing, drink a lot of water. Keep the water in your system. I had some people sick earlier in the week. I mean, it is brutal out here. And then we're only in June, and we got July and August and you know, the first part of September to go through to get back before we start seeing some cooler weather. So stay hydrated, guys. If you're not signed up for Star Tournament, do so. The tagged redfish was caught over here by the dam the other day. No entry. This does you no good, people. These people got $750,000 of prizes they're giving away. Look, CCA gives away some great stuff. They've got great prizes. Get signed up. If you're not signed up, do so. You're only kidding yourself if you go out there without it and you catch that fish. I mean, it's a must, you know, for the few dollars that it costs to have this CCA membership, get it. I mean, because we had a guy, caught one, a speckled trout the other day down by the dam that went 6.48, Andrew Hess. He caught it out of a kayak, but he can't enter it in the kayak division because his wife won 2 years ago, so he had to enter it in the regular trout division, but he did catch it out of a kayak on a live croaker. So there are some big fish to be had, people. We got a long summer here, you know, with CCA Star Tournament. Just get signed up and get it done.
You know, there was another guy was fishing with Captain Chris Moran out of Fouchon, caught an 80-plus pound cobia, no ticket. Guess what the leader is in cobia right now? It's around 55, so he would have blown it away, but no ticket.
There you go.
You know?
No ticket. Yeah. No. Yeah, you got to have the entry, man. It's you know, and Don, for, look, for 70, 75 bucks or whatever it is, I mean, come on, man. You, I throw $75 away backing out the driveway sometimes. So, you know what I mean? you got it. I mean, I wouldn't leave the dock without having that, without that entry, you know? So, I mean, for the couple bucks that it costs, I mean, you know, you might as well have it. I mean,
well, plus the organization has helped fight, you know, the pogey issue, and they create reefs, for artificial reefs, and they do a lot for conservation for fishing. So it's a donation as well as an insurance policy against catching a fish that might be a winner, too.
That's exactly correct. Well, look, if y'all coming on down this morning, it's a little crazy down here, but look, we got our team, and we're working diligently to get everybody out of here. So hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us, and you know, be patient. We're going to get you in the water, and we'll have you fishing in a little bitty while.
All right, Robbie, I got a warning for you for next week. Beginning Thursday, it's the Rummel Rodeo down there, and it could be an RJ sighting. So be careful, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure. What is Daiquiri machine? I know it's coming.
Hide the wallet.
I've heard about it.
Hide the wallet. All right, Robbie, y'all have a good one, my friend.
Okay. All right, Don. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye bye.
There he goes, Robbie Camp. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. We head all over to the extreme western side of the state, find out what's going on around Big Lake with Captain Kirk right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's head over to Hackberry Rod and Gun, Captain Kirk Stansel, who has blazed a few trails for people who may have gone where no man went before. Captain Kirk, how's things been going over there? Midweek reports I got, well, if you want trout, they got those. If you want bull red, you got those too.
Yep, exactly. No flounder and not many slot reds, but there's a few. Few slot red, but the trout fish has been good, you know, and it's all depending on the wind. Those days that wind kicks up over 10 knots, you'll get 12, 15 knots, or more, it gets tough because we're catching most of our fish, just about all of them, in the open water.
Fishing reefs, any?
Yeah, catching them on reefs and birds, but not many shoreline trout. And I've been fishing those, you know, checking them pretty hard. I mean, starting my day in some of these good spots and, with a normally good spot, just a little bitty trout on the shore where I'm fishing. Mm-hmm. Been trying.
Yeah. So, now, I know when you fish birds, you like to fish plastic simply because it's less work not having to change baits as frequently. But what are you using when you're fishing them on the reefs in the lake?
Live shrimp or plastics. You know, I mean, the Marker 54 has been working good under a poppy cork, and the trick to fishing that is you don't pop it a lot. You just kind of throw it out and reel it slow, and every maybe three times throughout the retrieve, you pop it. Hmm. But just a slow retrieve where that shrimp just kind of, you know, that artificial shrimp, fake shrimp, I want to call it, is just moving real slow through the water, you know, natural.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've been doing real good on the down south, and the Little Johns both have been doing good on the quarter-ounce jig heads.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this now. You know, I hear that some people are coming in early with limits. Some people are coming in with near limits. Has that 13-inch size, now that we've had it for a while, does it present any problems, or is it no problem with the amount of trout that's being caught this year?
I mean, it doesn't seem to be a problem. I mean, you know, some guys, depends on the schools you hit. Some of them say, man, we'd have had our limit if we could have kept the old size limit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then some guys come in and say, man, no problem. Everything, they come in, everything's 15 to 18 inches. It just depends on the school of fish you hit in the area, you know. And some of these reefs have been – the reef fishing has been holding the better fish. Fishing the birds, you got to hit that right school. And, you know, they're in certain areas. Otherwise, it's little old micro trout, I'm going to call them.
And when you get into those micro trout, do you leave them or do you hope that there's going to be some big ones mixed in? Seems to me like, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together. I think fish
exactly.
Of a fin swim together.
That's right, but it depends on how the, like, first thing in the morning, if I hit a bunch of this, yeah, I hit two or three or four little bitty ones, I'm cranking up moving. But later in the day, as the bite, you know, slows down or whatnot, I may stick with them, and you know, you can pick one or two out of that bunch sometimes. Mm-hmm. And look, if you're going in on some birds, and you know, you're watching the activity on the water, if you don't see any fish busting, that's usually little fish. I mean, if you got nicer fish in there, they're going to be popping the top. And so you know, that's kind of an indicator of what's going to happen when you're easing in on a school of fish.
Great tip on bird fishing. Kirk, you know, you guys have always had multiple guides there. You got several boats, and not only is that an advantage for big groups, but it's an advantage like when you guys go out and you go in different directions. If somebody's on fish, he's going to tell the other guys what's going on and bring you over there, right?
Well, yeah, we communicate, you know, cell phone. We communicate, and I go out, and I'm on the water. If my bite's not happening, I get on the phone and I'll call people, not necessarily to find out where he's catching fish to go there, but it eliminates me where I need, you know, where I'm going to run. Okay, let's say I catch him in the washout. Okay, well, that's big enough. I could go over there in that area. But it gives you an idea of what pattern to look for to go to your next spot.
Do you guys have a war room type meeting in the morning before breakfast and get together and come up with a game plan?
Well, you can kind of say that. All the guys sit around. They, you know, all the 95% of the guys get here early, and we're all sitting there having breakfast, telling war stories, like you say, you know, what happened yesterday or last year, this time or whatnot.
Yep, I've been there and seen it. It's a beautiful sight, beautiful thing. Well, what time are you heading out this morning? You're probably getting ready to go in the next few minutes, huh?
Getting ready to go pretty quick. Yeah, it's starting to get light right here right now. I mean, everybody's saddling up. In fact, I've already seen two boats leave the dock.
Well, we're not going to make you late. Just give us the information. If somebody wants to contact you guys or watch the camera there on the dock, let them know how to do all that stuff.
Okay. Well, our number is 337-762-3391 and Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com. That's where you can go there and sign up and look at our live feed.
Very good. Kirk, thanks for keeping us up to date with your reports. We really appreciate it.
Oh, hey, okay. Well, I want to mention one thing. I was looking at our reg book, and guess who I saw on the cover?
I don't know. Did he have a catfish in his hand?
He sure did. You're looking good,
Don. I know that guy.
All right. Well, you know,
better,
you have
better
a
there
day.
Than in the post office. Better my picture
yeah,
there than in the
fact.
Post office. Right.
That's right. All right, Don. Great show. You do a good job. Thank you.
I'll autograph a copy and drop it off for you.
I appreciate that.
Right, have fun. See you next time.
All right. Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel. The Stansel boys do a great job out there. Guaranteed you're going to have fun and probably catch a whole bunch of fish if you go out there with them. All right, coming back after this, going to get to some of your texts. Your favorite sunglasses, I'll tell you about mine. Also, your favorite line from the movie Jaws. And I think everybody's pretty much sharing the same one. We're back to explore that right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, for you offshore fishermen that may or may not have gotten the word, we have some new Wahoo regulations that went into effect on Thursday. It establishes a 5-fish-per-person recreational bag and possession limit. Previously, there was no established recreational bag and possession limits for Wahoo. We have one now. I don't know how many people this is going to affect. I have never been on a trip where not only did I not, but no one on the boat ever catch 5 Wahoo on one trip. I'm not saying it's impossible. It can be done. But from now on, if you do catch 5, hand the rod to someone else. You'd be over the limit. So we want to make sure you stay within the limits of our laws and pass along regulations as we get them. All right, we're going to do a quick 10-second pause. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about all the sunglasses I have and get to some of your text messages about which your preferences are. We'll do that right after we let our local stations identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, sunglasses, very important piece of equipment. Never leave the dock without them. Man, I have been out there, got caught forgetting my sunglasses, and hopefully, sometimes, luckily, someone else on the boat had a spare pair I could borrow. But, man, that gets to you. It can really get you a headache and, you know, damage your eyes, really, in those bright, sunny days. I counted them up. I've got 10 pairs of sunglasses. They include Marucci's, Costa Del Mar. Now, Costa Del Mar used to have a pro staff program, and I was on it, and they would give me some sample products to use, and then also I could buy extras at a discount, but they discontinued that. But I still have some of the Costa Del Mars, and as far as getting repairs done, it's not cheap, but at least they do it if you should break the frames. I've never had problems with lenses going bad. It's always been, if I've had a problem, it's been broken or worn out frames. I've got various lens colors, everything from a bright yellow for early light shooting or skeet shooting to rose colors when you want that in the woods fine definition. And then for those really bright sunny days out on the water, I got some really dark blackout ones. And one pair actually has some built-in bifocals. So when you're tying line and putting on hooks and new baits, you can actually see out of them. I'm not a fan of bifocals, but I bring those when I need them. I've also got a pair of camo frame for hunting. I got one new pair I picked up last year called Popticals, and they fold up in a way that they fit into a small, probably about a 3-inch plastic egg-type box, and it's good for storage and carrying them out in the woods. I use those an awful lot. I've also got a pair of 3M clear lens. That's for yard work protection when I'm weed-eating or cutting grass or riding a tractor. I've also got a couple of El Cheapos from Dollar General. I just keep them in the trucks as spares. And I don't even think they're polarized, but those ones that I think you pay a dollar or two and part of it's a donation thing, they're indestructible. They're very, very soft and flexible. Anyway, what's your go-to pair? Text us, tell us why you like them, and you might include some fishing reports, questions, comments. We'll add that into our pro staff of guides and marina operators reports. So let's get to them. Here's one that says Kennon, I believe is the name. It's pronounced Burnett XL. The backstrap stacker from Mobile says, I've been wearing Costas for years. Blue lenses are my choice. Going to be a hot one today. Muddy waters over here in Mobile Bay from the rain and the dredging of the ship channel. And his favorite line, like so many, we're going to need a bigger boat. And here's several votes for the favorite line from the Jaws movie, we're going to need a bigger boat. I think my favorite line was when Captain Quint described what happened when he was on the Indianapolis. And the boat was sunk, and the sailors went into the water, and the sharks went into a feeding frenzy, and he escaped. And I think that was his main reason for his lifelong hatred of sharks. Anyway, what's your favorite line from Jaws and your favorite sunglasses? Here's one says, sunglasses. This is from the Lafayette Kayaker. I am trying Shady Rays in mirrored blue polarized. They're good, much less than others. For driving, non-polarized are great. We got Butch, the bridge tender there at the Wycloski Bridge. His favorite line is, I think we need a bigger boat. Probably everyone's favorite line. And old Wingbone, he's checking in from Wilmer, Alabama, and he's bragging the high school he attended last month. No, he didn't attend last month. Last month, the high school he attended, their bass team won the state bass tournament for Alabama. Congratulations. Tell us the name of the school, Wingbone. And we got the Frog Lawyer checking in. It's slamboree time on LA1. I'm in a 12-foot kayak, so definitely we're going to need a bigger boat. Here's one that from Captain Robin. He says his go-to are, I think this is pronounced Bajio, or it looks like Bajio, but I'm sure it's Bajio sunglasses in blue mirror. Lens color started by Al Parkinson, who left Costa after 15 years when they sold out. Excellent customer and warranty service. Well, thanks for that tip, Captain Robin. Good to hear from you. Roy from Mid-City likes Ray-Bans with a wraparound and definitely polarized. As far as Jaws, the line, we're going to need the bigger boat. All right, we got more of these comments coming in, more fishing reports. Stick around. Text us at 504-260-1870. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, it's a Sunglasses Saturday here on The Outdoor Show, and we're asking you, what is your favorite go-to pair of sunglasses? I've owned 10 different pairs, various ones I use for various activities. For the most part, I don't know if I had to pick a favorite, I think it would be probably the Marucci's. But I tell you, those Popticals I got are pretty doggone nice. All right, here's some more coming in. Don, I use Wiley X's in Florida and in the marsh. It's a must for sit fishing. Jaws is my favorite movie. Best saying, a little stalking, a little tender rising, and down you go. That's from the Weave, who is definitely going fishing. All right, we also have someone, and they shall remain nameless, is throwing a party on Lake Catherine for the LSU game. Rumor going to be a daiquiri machine there. Well, didn't get my invitation. How about you? Lafitte LT, Pelagic and Maui Jims are his two favorite sunspecs. Our old stomping grounds have changed. out of Southwest Pass. Had a decent day on Monday. Five man with, let's see, one red, or was it with 10 reds? Nine lane, two mangrove snapper. Tuesday, had four men, only four reds, two lane snappers. Sharks are still a problem, but same spots we've fished for years, now a struggle to get limits. Let's see, we got this one. The River Rat is heading home from an 1,100-mile run. Great show as usual. What kind of shoes do you wear for that kind of a run, Rat? And we got Justin the Duck Guy. He is fishing the Long Rocks. At least he's headed that way. Good luck to you, Justin. Give us a report. Let us know how you do. And the Worm says his favorite sunglasses are the free ones. Work hands out. And let's see, here's one that votes for the Maui Jim wraparound with the blue lenses and the Banjo with, I think it's Banjo, I'm not sure. I guess maybe it's Banjo with green lenses. And a report that Lake Catherine area is on fire with the fish. Favorite line, you're going to need a bigger boat, and the sunglasses have to be Costa. Here's one that says, my favorite part in Jaws was when Captain Quint sang the sea shanty, farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. I remember that. That was pretty neat. You know, we have our own Captain Quint. His name is actually Eric Mohabarak, and he's won a Captain Quint look-alike contest, and we actually nickname him Captain Quint. He's a dead ringer for old Quint, and if you want to check him out, you can go to his Facebook page and find out. In fact, we'll have him reporting, I think, next Saturday. We'll have Captain Quint Mohabarak join us. He's really a very, very close-looking guy. He could fill in as a double for Robert Shaw. All right, here's one. Ray-Ban Wayfarers with prescription lenses. And here's a different favorite line. Smile, USB. Yeah, that's when old Captain Quint was talking to Jaws. And let's see, we have one that says Mary G. Montgomery. Is that a sunglasses brand? I'm not sure what that is. Here's one that says the Deco High-Wide Sport Glasses have been the best I've used. The lenses are changed depending on the color required. Generally sold as shooting glasses, but they work great for fishing. Well, thanks for that info. Here's one that says it's Big E.E., driving in from Texas, and he uses the Crossfire sunglasses with the readers. The line from Jaws is, smile, you son of a bee. And we've got Deb, the news chick, checking in from Florida. She says, sunglasses, of course, a necessary evil here as well. I own one pair of Foster Grants that fit over my glasses. I do not leave home without them. Be shocked by this, but I have never seen the movie Jaws. I've seen clips of it. I've seen clips of it, but never the whole movie. You need to watch it. That is definitely a classic. And for its time, it might have been one of the spookiest, scariest movies ever come out as far as 1975 when it made it. All right, we got Eddie for months. He's been using Costas for years. His next pair will be the Bahio sunglasses, but also use Crossfire safety glasses. And like everyone else, we're going to need a bigger boat. I'm going to have to check into these Bahio. I'm not familiar with them, but I'll have to check them out on the web and find out more about them. Got several people like them. And here's one that says, like many of my generation, it was through Jaws I first learned of the Indianapolis. In 1996, I met a survivor and had the great privilege of giving him a personal tour of my ship, the Constellation, taking him places civilians couldn't go. His name was Boatswain's Mate Second Class Eugene Morgan. His ashes were later sprinkled over the wreck by his sailor grandson. What an interesting story. All right, we got more text. If you've got one you'd like to send in, we try to get to all of them each week. It's 504-260-1870. And we come back, we'll check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, find out if the fishing's as good in the central portion of the state as it is east and west. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Okay, getting some great comments in on the movie Jaws, favorite lines, things that were said on the program, and also we're getting some sunglasses. What are your favorite sunglasses? Tell us the style, the frames, or maybe the brand name. Captain Darryl Carpenter joins us now. And Darryl, what's your go-to pair of sunglasses for out on the waters of Grand Isle?
Well, Don, I'm going to tell you, as far as style-wise goes, I don't think anybody can beat Costa. They got some great stylists on there, and I like their glasses. My favorite was probably my Maui Jims, but I hadn't seen them in a couple of months. I don't know exactly where they are.
Yeah, I had a pair of Maui Jims, and they didn't hold up. I mean, they were one of the most flimsy pair of lenses, I mean, frames I ever had on those, and never went back to them. Costas, I've got several
pairs. I don't like the nose guards. Yeah, I don't like their nose guards, but other than that, yeah, it was a good pair of glasses for me. But, you know, it just is what it is. I mean, the worst days are the days that you forget them on the picnic table and you're out there in that bright sun.
Absolutely. Well, Darryl, what's been going on fishing-wise down there? I know you guys probably fishing. We had a spy tell us y'all fishing with croakers down there. Is that true?
Don, look. What I'm catching, and I just got to where I wasn't separating them anymore. But I'm selling a mixture of croakers, mullets, and pinfish. And let me tell you something. They got a little thing going on down here where they call the shrimp firecrackers and they call the croakers dynamite. If you want to see what C4 looks like, start fishing with pinfish. Start fishing with pinfish for speckled trout. A speckled trout cannot stand a pinfish. And let me tell you, man, those pinfish, I mean, they've just been annihilating those trout.
What size pinfish? You can't put a too big of a pinfish on there, boy. That's a gnarly little critter as far as that back dorsal fin.
No, the ones we're catching are about 1.5 inches, 2 inches long.
There you go.
And and let me tell you, like I said, those trout despise them. But you know, it's been pretty good all week, and then Thursday came, and all of a sudden Thursday, everybody's scratching their heads like, where'd the fish go? You know, so it's still got a little bit of inconsistency in it. But yesterday, yesterday it picked up again. Yesterday was the first time probably in 2 weeks it was calm enough to actually get on the beach. And everybody just slaughtered them on the beach. And I think that's kind of the pattern. It's the majority of our fish population right now is sitting on that beach. They're running up and down those sandbars. And it's just Mother Nature won't always let us get to them. So when you're having to go in the back, and it's really strange, four bayou, the camp's at four bayou. Hit it Thursday, hour and a half, didn't get a single bite, not even a catfish bite. Other boats went back there yesterday and were boat flipping 3-pound trout one after the other. So it's just the inconsistency of it with this weather and all these windy conditions we've been having. But if you burn enough gas, you're going to find some fish. You know, Thursday we found fish late. They were on those pinfish and they were nice fish. No throwbacks, you know, you didn't have to worry about any of that. They were nice sized fish. But you just had to spend, we called the wrong stop for our first stop. And you had to spend some time and some gas finding them, and once you found them, you had some nice fish.
Darryl, two things on the pinfish. First, what's the best way to catch them to get them? And second, how do you hook them? I usually like to hook them underneath that dorsal fin.
Well, we're catching them in our trawls, when we go out for croakers. They're mixed in with the croakers. And, Don, with the small ones that I've been using, I typically been hooking them through the lips like a Kaka Omena. It keeps them, with the current that we've been fishing in, it keeps them nose into the current. Even if they're weak on you, it keeps them looking like they're alive. And, hey, it's been working. We've got a great hookup ratio with it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, for people that don't have a trawl, I guess they're out of luck because you don't find them at the bait shops.
No, they do sell pinfish traps that work as long as you've got a good population of pinfish. It's just it kind of looks like a crab trap with different funnels on it. So you can trap a pinfish. But other than that, like I said, I'm just about sold out this morning. I think I got one more customer coming. I pre-counted his, and I'm just about sold out for the morning.
Darryl, everybody's been wondering where the slot-sized reds are. They're starting to show up, particularly over there on the eastern side of the state. What's the story over there by you guys? Any improvement on catching slot reds?
Yes, and the thing was, we had one boat yesterday that the customer requested redfish. So they went up north up north of Hackberry Bay and those areas up there where we got some marsh left. And it's not only the redfish, but the puppy drum. The little crew that went up there, we had one boat that actually had a full boat limit of drum and a full boat limit of redfish. So the redfish are starting to show up, good slot reds. They are considerably further north of Grand Isle. We did have under the lights here at the dock, what I guess that was Tuesday, just on a whim, something said, go look under the light. And there must have been a school of 30 or 40 little slot reds swimming past the lights. But, yeah, I mean, they're there 1 minute and gone the next. So we've got some moving in down here closer to the island, closer to the coast. It's just taking the time to concentrate on them.
Yes, indeed. Well, Darrell, sounds like things are in full swing down there for the summertime. Got some rodeos coming up on tap, and the island's going to be getting even busier now that summer vacations are kicking in. Somebody wants to get on your books and book one of your boats, tell them how to do it.
Well, they can find the information on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can go to RealScreamers.com or just pick up the phone and give us a call at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, go get them and be careful of that heat.
Oh, that's one thing. It has been hot.
Yes, it has. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Bye, Don. Have a good day.
All right, that is Captain Darrell Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, it's a sunglasses Saturday morning here. What's your favorite type of sunglasses, the brand, the lens, the frames? Text us, 504-260-1870. We'll take that along with your questions, your comments, your fishing reports. We got Captain Mike Gallo. We got Brendan Bayard and Ryan Lambert for reports. We got Ashley Ray with an event in Lacombe. We got a lot to talk about, plus Bad Boys of the Outdoors. Next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Ray.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. Hey, we got a lot going on this Saturday morning besides all the fishermen that are headed out. We've also talking about sunglasses. What is your favorite type, your style, a lens, a brand name? We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 is our text line. We're also talking about the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the movie Jaws. What is your favorite part of the movie or your favorite line from that movie? Let's get to some of these texts. Backstrap Stacker checking back in. Oh, he's telling me that the Mary G. Montgomery that was texted in from last hour, that's the name of the high school team in Alabama that won the Bass Championship. Well, thanks for clearing that up, and congratulations to the Mary G. Montgomery Bass Fishing Team. Here's a comment. Steven Spielberg was interviewed years later and revealed that the mechanical shark was not working when he first started filming Jaws. The result, however, was that the audience was even more scared when the shark was finally seen for the first time. Yeah, I had known about that, and that is absolutely true. The suspense of not actually seeing it was probably more scary than seeing that dummy fish, although the quick shots of it made it look kind of realistic. Here's one with a favorite. This is from PJ in Honolulu, Hawaii, checking in. Favorite Jaws quote, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. That was from Peter Benchley, the author. Favorite sunglasses, they like polarized Oakley Flak in purple and gold color. Thanks, PJ, for that selection. Here's one says, Don, I use cocoons, the dark blue polarized. Best line, we're going to need a bigger boat. That's Jerry from Kenner. Coastal Broadbill, green mirror. That's from Old Dog. His favorite line was, here's to swimming with, and he said bull-legged women, but it's bull-legged women. I think he stole that from Popeye the Sailor. He was used to sing that song about, here's to swimming with bull-legged women. The Colonel from Hammond, that's his favorite toast from Quint, too. And we got Roy from Mid-City. He loves the scene when they gut the first big shark and a Louisiana license plate falls out, and they say they swam the whole way up the East Coast. Yeah, that was a funny scene there. All right, we got Jason and the crew at Corey's Barbershop checked in this morning. He likes Ray-Bans with the polarized lenses and with amber. And he's headed to Alaska Tuesday to go fishing. Can't wait. Give us a report when you get up there, Jason. Good luck to you. I sure miss my Alaska trips. All right, here's one that Gene, the Indianapolis sailor, said and told an epic military bureaucracy story. He said after getting out of the hospital, he wasn't allowed to muster out because he was missing certain uniform pieces, namely his pea coat. He had to find a second-hand one to turn in. He survived the Indianapolis, but he couldn't go home because he didn't have his pea coat. I asked him, well, didn't you tell the guy where yours was? In his locker on the ocean floor? And Gene laughed and said it was easy to just get another one. All right, here's a vote for Maui Jim Ho'okapi. It's a rimless-style sunglass that is extremely lightweight and comfortable. You'll forget you have them on. That's, correction, Ho'okipa, O-K-I-P-A. I have to check those out. What are your favorite sunglasses? We'd love to hear from you. And your favorite line or scene from the movie Jaws, a fishing classic celebrating 50 years on the air. We'll be back to get to those. Also, we got Captain Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard, and Ryan Lambert. We'll find out what sunglasses they prefer right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou Report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. Now, not only does CETO offer you for $249 an entire year of coverage, it's your membership into CETO to get free boat towing, fuel delivery, jump starts, whatever it takes to get back to safety. It's peace of mind. But they also sponsor three stations in Louisiana at boat ramps, where there are personal flotation devices on hangers that are offered free to boaters who are getting ready to launch the boat and realize either they forgot their PFDs or they don't have enough for the amount of people getting on board. They simply just visit that life jacket loaner station, take whatever PFDs they need for the trip, and then return them when the boat is done boating and comes back in. They have one at Cypress Bend Park in Manny. I have been to that one. There's one at 3636 West Prion Lake Road in Lake Charles, and there is one at the Hilltop Marina on Maurepas in Maurepas, Louisiana. Thank you for that, CETO. What a great gesture. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, boy, I got a lot of questions people want me to ask you. First of all, what's your go-to pair of sunglasses?
I have been using fly and fishing sunglasses for over 20 years.
And what is it you like about them?
They have unbreakable lenses, scratch-resistant lenses. They're polarized. They're just good glasses. They work for me. Usually, if I have a problem with them, it's because I stepped on them or sat on them or done something stupid. But they just work for me. They've been working for me for years.
Are they seaworthy? Do they float if you drop them in the water? That's important on sunglasses if you don't have a lens.
I wear the little retainer around my neck, and it has a float on it. So if I were to lose them, they would float. That's true. Yep.
Very good. I also had a question from Big Man Bass, and he wanted to know if you ever troll the bridges there in the lake, and if you do, what baits do you use?
I have never personally trolled the bridges myself. Obviously, I've seen a lot of trollers. Gus over at Gus's Tackle makes trolling rigs completely set up for trolling. A lot of people use the Miralure MR52, mm-hmm. and they put an 18-inch trailer with a B2 squid and a treble hook. Various colors squid.
Yeah, and I believe that rig that Gus sells, if he still does, is lead core line. And it's important because it's heavy and it sits down and gets your bait down to the bottom. And then when you pull it at a certain speed, your lure will actually float up about a foot or two off the bottom through those grass beds. And that's, to me, the perfect setup. I've done it. It's a little bit on the boring side until you hook up, but it's an effective way. But it's also a way where you can get another fisherman's way if it's a crowded day out there.
You're correct. It is very productive. You can cover a lot of water. And obviously when those guys find a school, they go back and forth over and over and over that school. Yeah. So sometimes they're catching better than we are by jigging, and other times we're catching better than they are. So it's fishing. It changes day to day.
Got it. Mike, I was really glad to see that picture of the triple tail you sent me. Who was that young man that landed that? Nice-looking fish.
I fished Thursday, and we went into the marsh, and we caught some redfish with those young men. His name was Thomas. and he's from Metairie area. Him and his father and his friend came fishing. We caught some redfish. And then on the way home, those kids were half asleep, and I was saw some crab traps, and I was running them. And sure enough, I went past the triple tail, slowed down, turned around. Everybody's looking at me like, what's going on? I said, who wants to catch a triple tail? I do. And then what's a triple tail? So they don't know what it is, but they know they want to catch it. So we baited up with some shrimp, and he bit, and we were successful in landing him. And he was legal. So it all worked out for us.
Yep, and a lot of people probably not familiar with the regulations. We do have them now. We never had any on triple tail before, but there's an 18-inch minimum size, which that one looked, I could tell he was a little bit over the 18, and it's a 5-per-person limit, which is rare to get, you know, 3 or 4 people all to catch 5 triple tail. So it's a very generous limit. It's a great fish to eat, and I'm glad they're starting to show up for you.
Yeah, I'm always on the lookout for them. I'll be looking out for them today on my way back. And if we see one, hopefully we can catch him.
You but going red fishing in the marsh or trout fishing in the lakes?
I am going trout fishing on the outskirts of the Biloxi Marsh. We're going to be throwing popping corks, you know, the Four Horsemen style corks with the artificial shrimp. And looking forward to a good day. I got 4 boats going out. We got a bunch of Sanders and Farms, chicken farmers. So hopefully we have a good trip. And those guys are happy and keep us in fresh chicken.
Yeah, well, that'll be something good for the LSU game tonight. You know, they're playing some chickens or some chanticleer or some kind of roosters or something. Anyway, Mike, as far as, you know, what you guys are going to be throwing out there, is live shrimp going to be part of your arsenal you're taking out there?
One of the captains wanted to have some live shrimp. The other 3, of course, pointed our fingers at him and told him he was not a superior fisherman, but we decided to go with plastics. Now, that doesn't mean I won't circle close to him and get in his chum line. I may do that.
Yeah. You mentioned the type of cork that you use. Most people think a cork is a cork is a cork. They're really not. There are differences. Why do you prefer that type of cork?
That Four Horsemen cork is very durable, and it doesn't take a lot of motion to make a good sound. And it's the right sound where a fish thinks it's another fish feeding on the surface, so he comes to see what the commotion's about. He sees your shrimp, and obviously he probably thinks, if I don't eat it, whatever just made that noise is going to be back for it. I better bite. So they just work. They're very durable, and they're nice and loud. The fish seem to like them.
Well, it was designed by a good fisherman, the guy who designed them, Aaron. You know, he does a good job with them. 4-horse corks, there you go. Mike, anything else before you go?
I did want to say, you were talking about CETO lending the flotation devices.
Right.
And the way the law is written for children, it has to be a fitting flotation device. And a lot of adults will put a child in an adult life preserver, and if he should fall in the water, slip right through it, and obviously that could cause problems. So when you get your flotation devices, make sure they're form-fitting and nice and snug. Once you get where you're going, you can take them off. But very simple to make sure they're form-fitting and nice and snug. They have adjustment straps. Make sure you do that. We don't want an accident that's avoidable.
Yeah, I've seen at the station they've got various sizes to fit, and it's very important you get the correct size, especially for those kids. Mike, you're on my website. If people want to get a connection to you, give them your site and phone number if they're interested in a good summertime or even booking for the fall season now.
Very simple. You can find me at aaofla.com, on social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or call on the telephone, 985-781-7811.
Very good. Have a great day today, Mike, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. And by the way, as promised, Robbie Campo texted me back. They are out of live shrimp at Campo's Marina. So if you're going to be launching out of Shell Beach, maybe Hopedale, down that far, try to pick up your shrimp if you're going to be fishing live shrimp on the way down there. Maybe up at Bait Incorporated and maybe pick them up there because Campo's is fresh out till the boat gets back. All right, we come back after this. Paddler Report time. Brendan Bayard joins us. We'll find out about his choice for sunglasses when we come back right after this three-minute pause, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, your fly shop specialist at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. You can ask Justin about the fly tying and fly fishing classes. Also, they've got paddle sports equipment, the kayaks themselves, outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle for the local area, and some really sharp-looking apparel. I'll open up at 10 a.m. today. Stop by No Wake Outfitters, always free and easy parking at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us for the Paddler's Report. And, Brendan, first question, your go-to sunglasses.
Oh, Don, I've had many sunglasses in my life, but I am currently using Hobie Polarized Snook sunglasses. They are very kind of, very small, but they float as well. So that's kind of the cool thing about these guys. I use a retainer to keep them on my neck, but if you didn't have that, you could let them fall in the water and they would float, and I've already lost a couple in my life that way. So I figured, this is a good thing to have. And so, you're in the kayak, you're always fumbling things, you're close to the water, and inevitably some things go over the gunwale and into the water, just like my Boga Grip did about a year ago. And it can be an expensive lesson to learn. So I'm looking forward to these saving my day on with sunglasses.
Well, that's why they make those little floats, those little styrofoam floats with a keychain on them. You can hook it onto several things that could save the day. What shade of lens do you prefer? Really dark, medium, bright?
I usually have kind of like the green amber colored polarized glasses, but these are the blue reflective with the kind of the grayish, I think the brownish is a little bit better, but this is the gray is what was available at the time, and it's so far it's worked great. Don't have any complaints. Can still see redfish when I'm standing up cruising along the flat, so not a problem.
Yeah, very important to do some fish spotting that you have a good pair of polarized glasses. Brendan, offshore mania. What's that going on at Navarre Beach?
Yeah, it's this is the third year of offshore mania. We have just a group of guys that gather up over there at the Navarre Beach, and the Navarre Beach is a wonderful place to kayak fish from because it's far from both passes to the east and west, and so you kind of have the offshore area mostly to yourself, and you can go start catching snapper off the bottom, anywhere from half a mile off to even further. I've gone as far as, 5-6 miles offshore right there. Lots of great bottom fishing. You can troll. You can catch all kinds of things trolling. I've even seen people catch wahoo, cobia. There's, sailfish get caught every so often. There was a sailfish caught on the pier yesterday, so they're in the area. So you just never know what kind of lucky fish you're going to come across when you're pulling a big bait behind you or pulling up from the bottom. I've been out there, and we've caught grouper off the bottom, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, it's a good pompano spot. We filmed the show there several weeks ago, catching some pompano right off the pier, but there were also some kayakers on those first sandbars. It seems to be that's where the schools kind of congregate and, work their way around there and provide some good close-in action. All right, Slamboree by the Lafayette Club. What's that going on?
Yeah, today we have the Slamboree down LA1, and that's a traditional slam tournament, where you're catching a flounder, speckled trout, and a redfish. And those guys are fishing their third event of the year, and so if you're down that way, you probably see those guys fishing for the slam. The only change up for the rule this year is the redfish have to be under 26 because, as people catch fish and they kind of want to put them on their ice chest and maybe hopefully they shrink a little bit. We don't want people keeping fish over 27 because now that's an illegal thing. So we've kind of given ourselves an artificial inch barrier to keep that from happening. So,
I think
that's
a wise move. I think that's a good move.
Yeah. The competitive nature in everybody's blood is a little hard to tamper sometimes. So, guys want to keep that 27 and a quarter because they know it's going to shrink. But this way, you know, that 26 and a quarter is what you're going for, and it'll shrink on the ice just fine.
Right. All right, so you're at a swim meet today. You're high and dry.
Yeah. I'll be fishing next weekend at the Magnolia Slam Tournament in Mississippi, which I'm excited for. But, yeah, my daughter is the one of the head coaches here at the swim team, and so I'll be rooting on my three kids here today in the city meet here in Baton Rouge, and then I'll get to go fishing next weekend.
Very good. Now, that Magnolia Slam, that's a combination of several clubs putting that together. Where can people find out more info if they want to sign up for it?
Yeah, just Google Magnolia Slam Mississippi kayak fishing, and you know, I think you'll have a lot of info come up. But it's basically going to be from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. next Saturday, and those Mississippi waters are where we're going to be fishing. So looking forward to that. I know I've had some friends doing pretty well over there, and hopefully they'll share some spots with me, and you know, have a good day on the water and some new water areas.
All right. Good luck to the Tarpons today, and we'll catch up with you next time. Thanks so much for the report.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard. All right. We come back after this. We had a Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries game warden who had what I call a grand slam of bad boys. His story is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Deal Network. All right, we have two Chris's texting us, one listening in Covington, one listening in Mandeville. The Covington Chris says, I like the Smith Optic XP. Each pair comes with two sets of lenses, amber and a light color. Very durable for someone as rough as me on glasses. And his favorite line, smile, you SOB, as Brody said to Jaws before he blew him up. All right, we have the other Chris in Mandeville. He likes the Ray-Ban polarized lenses. Favorite scene in Jaws is when they're drinking, singing, Show Me the Way. Yeah, so many good lines and songs and shots from that movie. Arguably one of the most favorite fishing movies out there. All right, we have Fandy checking in, which in parentheses is Fat Andy. I love that name. We have to add him into our list of Outdoor Show listener handles. He's in from I-10, headed our way from Dothan, Alabama. He's been loving the Bajios, those are sunglasses, which is Spanish for the shallows, Vega frames with the blue mirrored lenses. Here's Brett listening in Brobridge. On Amazon, the Tafossi Optic Swanks XL, very good price and lasts through all of our seasons. All right, we also have, here's one, the scene at the very end of Jaws where Brody says, I used to hate the water. Hooper says, I can't imagine why. He loves that line. And also some trivia, Jaws was filmed in the off-season to avoid the summer crowds. The water was cold. In one scene, you can see kids shivering, not really playing in the water. Dan in Mobile likes you're going to need a bigger boat, too. And here's a little explanation on Chanticleer, the name of the proud rooster from Canterbury Tales. The Nun's Priest Tale was a story that brought us Chanticleer. What a character. That's from Old Man Sam. Yeah, the Chanticleers will be on the Tigers' hunt list tonight. All right, we're going to take a quick pause. We come back. I'm going to tell you about a game warden in Louisiana who had, in baseball terms, would have been a grand slam. Our bad boy, the outdoor story, is next, right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, recently, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Senior Agent Troy Autin had a busy day on duty in Terrebonne Parish after first citing 60-year-old Darryl J. Luke of Dulac for possessing over the limit of immature female blue crabs on Bayou Dulac, then 40-year-old Jose Ortiz of Chauvin for oyster harvesting logbook violations and failure to have written permission to harvest oysters from leased waters on Bayou Little Caillou. Then that was followed by Autin citing 52-year-old Robert Conklin of Chauvin for failing to have his commercial vessel license in possession on Bayou Sally. Senior Agent Autin then capped off his day by citing a Houma man whom he found with an alligator in his possession, and will, in his day in court, face up to a $950 fine, up to 120 days in jail, plus a civil restitution gator payback of $376. It's 44-year-old Kenny Billiot, Agents Autin's Grand Slam Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Congratulations, Agent Autin. Had a heck of a day, and that happens probably more often than we know. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to check in with Captain Ryan Lambert, find out what's happening down in the Buras area, find out about his sunglasses. He looks great in sunglasses, by the way, if you've never seen him. Check him out. You can find pictures of him on my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. His fishing report's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I bet you're as curious as I am to find out what kind of plastic glasses the plastic man prefers. Captain Ryan, in your business where you're doing a lot of sight fishing for reds, very important not just to get some glasses that make you look so good like a movie star, but also that penetrates that water so you can spot them.
Well, you know, I need all the help I can get in that category. So,
both categories.
I've been using Costa Del Mar glasses for 40 years, buddy. And I use the green mirrors, and this not only just for fishing, but just for driving, for doing anything. Once you get used to a good pair of polarized glasses, they just takes and put so much stress off your eyes. As soon as you put them on, it's like, but I use the green mirrors for fishing, and I use the sunrise lens for hunting, because that yellow lens will bring out, like, quail hunting, you see every feather when they get up. So you know, that yellow sunrise lens is, I mean, it's just unbelievable for shooting. And I wear them, you know, as you know. As soon as the sun comes up in a duck blind, I got them on.
Yeah, they're great for sporting clay shooting, too, those amber lenses, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some great companies. You know, one thing I didn't hear nobody said Foster Grants. That used to be a big popular name for sunglasses, but I think that's more stylist than sportsman.
That's
glasses.
Right. That's exactly right. That's the GQs.
Well, that's not us. Well, how's the fishing been this week? And probably off the charts for you guys, huh?
Really good, really good. The river's going to crest this week at 12.3 because it just keeps staying there because all the rain up north. But 12.3 and everybody's fishing on the east side with all that water, and we're just hammering the fish. Specks, reds, it's been good. Sheepheads, black drums. I haven't been able to go out lately on the snappers, but next week I plan on doing that again. So a couple of triple tails showing up. Everything's it's good. We got 10 boats out today, so it's really rocking.
Do they ever find the triple tail on that east side, or is that usually on the Venice side?
No, they get on that side as well. You know, once the river comes down a little bit, it's going to be 8 on the 18th of July. So once it does that, you know, the bait's already there. There's mullet everywhere. There's shrimp jumping. It's already there, but it's just going to get better and better. Everything will start moving in towards the river when it gets to about 7 foot, and then it's game on. I mean, it's you go catch everything you want. So I've been wanting to get after some mangroves and some more snappers and cobia and triple tail, and you know, the specs have been really good. I limited out by 8:30 the last two mornings, so yeah, it's good. And I had some really older customers, been fishing with 35, 40 years, and, you know, one of them's 83, one's 73, and one wasn't feeling good, and I could tell he was hot, so we got on him hot and heavy, and he got finished, and let's go get back in Mr. Carrier air conditioning there.
Yes, indeed. Has that 13-inch presented much of a problem for you guys this year?
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. You know, I think we finally got past the oil spill and the problems we had, because a lot of big fish, big fish have been showing up this year for the first time. They had a few last year, but this year it's better, and it's only going to get better and better for us. I can't wait to the day when you can go catch some 8-pounders in one day, turn them loose, mount them, whatever you want to do. But it's be good to see the giant yellow mouse come up shaking that head again. Boy, I love that.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, what's going to be your plan for this coming week?
I'm going right back today, and just came home to get some stuff, some supplies and all. Beerus is kind of a third world country. So
third world parish, huh?
Yeah, and I'll leave, and I'll go back with all the stuff, and we'll be busy. I got to take some reporters out tomorrow on the east side and show them all that new land that's building. I ran aground this week, 5 miles away from the river. I mean, flat on ground. I had to get out and push. I said, man, this is embarrassing. But it was ankle deep water, 5 miles out. I said, golly. Wow. So that's working. But, yeah, I'll do that. And then I'll just hang out this week, fish a bit, Just take care of everything like I always do, buddy. But I want to get after some more trout.
Yeah.
I'd love to go fish the beach on the west side, but that wind's been out the south. It's been pretty calm. But, I love fishing that beach. But just to get out there and get in them waves again a little bit and catch some big trout in top waters and stuff, I like that.
Yeah, it's nice when you can get an unusual north wind in the summertime. Boy, that becomes really good down
there. Oh, boy, yeah, that beach is something. And it's still at 12-3, all that water comes from southwest, Tiger and Red, and it kind of goes off with that linear tide toward the west. So, it's keeping that beach a little dirty. So as soon as it goes down, everything will come get right here in another month. So July, August, September ought to be off the charts.
Well, it should be prime time when a young man with the hunt of a lifetime trip comes down.
We're going to have a good time with him. I hope we get on a big old Kobe, a big old snapper with him, some redfish. We'll do everything with him.
He'll have something to tangle with. All right, Ryan, my website is one spot to find you. Give us your site and phone number.
Mine's CajunFishingAdventures.com, and they can get me at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up. Duck season's almost booked. I mean, it's booking like crazy. People worried about ducks already, I tell you.
Well, only a 9-day teal season. Going to be limited access for sure.
Yeah, it's going to really be limited. We'll be out there every day with as many people as we can having fun.
Yes, we will. All right, thanks for the report. Have a good weekend.
All right, my buddy. I'm going to send you a picture of a ring teal here in a minute.
Yeah, I do. I want to see that.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
All right, coming up next, Ashley Ray is going to join us in talking about a fish crab explore the great outdoors on Bayou Lacombe. Her story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I want to thank everyone for the comments on the choice of sunglasses and also for your favorite line from the movie Jaws, celebrating 50 years on the big screen and the small screen. All right, now it's time to talk about Fish Crab Explore the Great Outdoors in Lacombe, and joining us is the coordinator, Ashley Ray, who joins us now. Good morning, Ashley, and thanks for all your hard work in putting this together.
No, good morning, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this has been a labor of love for you in conjunction with the Lacombe Recreation Department, and it sounds like it's going to be very exciting and interesting. Tell us what's going to be going on the banks of Bayou Lacombe about this time next Saturday.
Yes, exactly. So June 28th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're going to have about 12 stations. We're going to have fishing, crabbing, boat tours, Tim Valley, Bayou Crabbing Tours. He's going to host that. We have Bayou Adventure coming out with kayaks. We have Clean a Fish Station, Kenny Seafoods donating fish. We have a lot of land games, pond ecology on the biology end. A lot of stuff. More of an education tutorial, free events, and for all ages.
Now, the Bayou Lacombe boat launch area has got limited parking. How are you going to handle the crowds?
Correct. So the Bayou Lacombe boat launch will be closed from 6 p.m. Friday the 27th till Saturday the 28th, 4 p.m. So the parking grounds, there's no parking at the event. So we do have parking grounds located at 60260 Highway 434 or Lake Road, whatever GPS picks up on. And we have three shuttle buses that will be transporting people back and forth to and from the event.
Oh, that's very good. And that's going to be the parking grounds on LA 434.
Correct.
And it goes from 7 in the morning till what time will it shut down?
To 1 p.m.
Very good. What do people need to know that they need to bring out there? Do they need to bring fishing gear, licenses, food, drink? What will they need to bring for themselves and their kids?
Correct. So we know outside fishing gear, we're going to have everything you need, so just bring yourself. 18 years and older, we're really pushing for, you know, the fishing license. Get the fishing license. No outside food and drinks that will be available for purchase. The only thing available for purchase at the event. You can bring a small portable ice chest, nothing with wheels, something you have to carry. After all, if you catch a crab or a fish, you know, we're going to help you clean it up so that way you can take it home.
You've had some wonderful partners that help you put this together, didn't you?
I have. So outside of the few that I just mentioned, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, U.S. Federal Wildlife and Fisheries, Wish to Fish, Camellia City Realty and Property Management, Coastal Environmental Services. We've had quite a few, yes.
Ashley, we've got a broad listening audience. We have stations all the way from Mobile, Alabama to the Texas state line. And for people not familiar with Bayou Lacombe, which is a wonderful place, I don't know of any place that's gotten a wider variety of fish, crab, crawfish, wildfowl, speckled trout, redfish, bass, you name it, it's pretty much there. What's a good website that they can go to find directions and more information?
Correct. So they can go to the Lacombe Recreation Center website. We also have a face page, and you can just type that out, and it's district number 4. Or you can call the office at 985-882-1314 for any additional questions or information you may need.
And I want to make this clear to the audience, there is no entry fee. This is all free, correct?
It's all free. There's no entry fee. There's no registration fee. So there's nothing like that. We just really want you to come and enjoy yourself and just have a great time.
Going to be some good South Louisiana cuisine for sale there?
No, we're just going to have some basic, simple foods. You know, that way you can eat and you know, kind of finish the event because it is a free roaming event. So we're going to have your basic things like snacks, chips, hot dogs, of course, drinks, water, Gatorades, whatever you may need.
Well, on behalf of everyone who's going to be there and enjoy it, I want to say thank you because I know all the hard work that you put in. It's been a while you've been working on this.
Thank you.
And glad to see it's come together and praying for some good weather for you.
Yes, there you go. Yes, thank you.
All right, Ashley, hope to see you down there. Thank you again for putting this together and coming on with us to talk about it.
And thank you for having me, Don. I appreciate it.
Right, Ashley Ray. Well, what a great job she did in putting this together. Again, it's going to be on the banks of Bayou Lacombe. 1 week from today, right about this time, the gates will be open 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring the kids. They got fish ID, build a fish, how to crab, how to put together pond ecology, how to clean fish, and you name it. If it's got to do with fishing, you'll get some information down there. All right, just kind of closing out here. We said there's a line in Apocalypse Now that also applies to Jaws. Never get out of the boats. All right, we also have this one says, what's that song you just played, Going in the Boudreaux Was a Nutcase? Did I hear that right? Yeah, that's it. You must know our family. That must be from the Boudreaux. And someone had the same pair of Costa Fathoms for 26 years. Wow, they would put those in a museum. Oh, that's from Speckle Me Trout. All right. Thank to all of you who participated in our program this morning. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for the text, the suggestions on your sunglasses, and enjoy the movie Jaws. If you haven't seen it, you really shouldn't miss it. It's a classic. And we'll be back with another classic radio program next week right here, 5 to 7 a.m. We do it each and every week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.